From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Mishanik reports for Columbia Green Media that only 34 people showed up to be tested for COVID-19 May 27th in Hudson, even though Columbia County had 50 tests available. The walk-up tests at the former John L. Edwards School in Hudson from 10 a.m. to noon were only for essential workers or people with symptoms, and it was only Columbia County's second such public testing. So far, 7% of Columbia County residents have been tested for COVID-19, most in Albany and Ulster counties. The next testing in Columbia County is June 2nd at John L. Edwards, with registration available on the Columbia County Health website. The state legislature got back underway May 27th. Only 9 assembly members and no one in the Senate voted against extending the Child Victims Act look-back window to August 2021. Another bill proposed would allow restaurants to continue alcohol takeout and delivery. Assembly Republicans are looking to limit a governor's sweeping authority and shift that power to local leaders when responding to future emergencies. The Assembly minority May 27th announced a measure that would restore legislative checks and balances for emergency declarations lasting longer than 45 days. But Democrats control both chambers, so there is not much hope for the measure. Locally, both Greene County and Columbia County announced 2 more COVID-19 cases on May 27th. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in the Mid-Hudson Valley and the Catskills skyrocketed in April to between 11 and 15%, reflecting the impact of the economic slowdown due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The data was released by the New York Department of Labor May 27th, 6 days after issuing a report indicating the region had tens of thousands fewer jobs in April 2020 than the year before. The unemployment rate last month in Greene County was 14.8%, compared to 4.4% in April 2019. In Columbia County, the jobless rate was 10.9%, up from 3% a year earlier. In Ulster County, the unemployment rate last month was 14.6%, compared to 3.3% 1 year ago. In Dutchess County, the joblessness went up from 3.2% in 2019 to 14.1% in April 2020. Similar increases were reported in Orange, Sullivan, and Delaware counties. Not one county in the state of New York had an unemployment rate below 10% last month, according to the report. The lowest rate was 10.1% in Tompkins County near Ithaca, and the highest rate was 21.9% in Niagara County in western New York. Statewide, the unemployment rate last month was 15%, up from 3.6% in 2019. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. According to a Siena College poll released May 27th, 65% of New Yorkers surveyed believe a fast reopening of the state's economy that could spread COVID-19 is a bigger danger than moving too slowly to lessen restrictions and extending the economic slump. The poll also found Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability rating continues to be high, but voters have cooled a bit on his handling of the pandemic. 48% gave him a negative rating for the state's handling of nursing homes during the crisis. The vast majority of participants support wearing a mask in public when 6 feet of social distancing cannot be maintained. And 3 out of 4 people polled expect there will be similar outbreaks in the fall. More than 20,000 people in the state have died since the coronavirus pandemic closed schools, non-essential businesses, kept millions at home, and put millions out of work. Cuomo's favorability rating is currently at 66%, a decline from a record high of 77% in April. His job performance rating also fell from 71% to 63%. The poll of 796 registered voters was conducted from May 17th to May 21st. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. The State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos, May 27th, reminded state residents to resist the urge to touch or pick up newborn fawns and other young wildlife. Human contact can carry unintended consequences harmful to the young animals people think they might be helping. Sago said in a statement released by his office, and I quote, "In an effort to reduce the spread of COVID-19, New Yorkers are spending more time at home than normal, and some are seeing more young birds and other wildlife as a result. At this time of year, people are more likely to see a young rabbit or a recently fledged bird in their yard and mistakenly think it needs help to survive. I encourage you to enjoy encounters with wildlife from afar and avoid approaching or touching the animal. Remember, if you care, leave it there." End quote. In its statement, the DEC also reminded the public that young wild animals are not pets. Keeping wildlife in captivity is illegal and harmful to the animal. Anyone who observes any animal that appears to be sick or behaving abnormally is asked to contact the DEC Regional Wildlife Office. And you can read the full press release at dec.ny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.